As a police officer, I've seen some shit. Some outrageous, some hilarious, some disgusting. Those are the three categories, besides not being noteworthy at all. Every now and again, though, we'll get a call for something that I can only describe as, well, unbelievable. I'm going to share what I would consider to be the most outlandish, strangest call I've ever been a part of. I was on the tail end of my break when a call came through for a break-in just a few blocks from where I was. The neighborhood this alleged break-in was happening in was one of the ones that was populated with a lot of somewhat dilapidated, albeit very large, houses. At one point, this neighborhood was upper class. Now, sadly, the properties weren't worth all that much, and many of them were abandoned. The ones that were still occupied were inhabited by elderly people that lived in them since before the neighborhood went to shit. The 911 call had come from the landline of an elderly woman. In the spirit of the break-in, I'll call her Robin. Robin had called the dispatcher and reported that her front door had been opened and closed, and that she could hear walking on the floor below her. Her husband had passed away years prior, and she now lived alone, so obviously that wasn't a normal thing. Robin stayed on the phone with the dispatcher the entire time and confirmed when I had got there that she was still hearing some walking around on the ground floor. She informed them that she was going to hide, and then hung up the phone. I had arrived at the same time as another pair of cars in the area, one of which had two officers, so we sent one around the back of the house and kept one stationed at the front while me and the last officers went through the front door. With our guns drawn, we quietly opened the front door and crept in. While I began walking around the ground floor clearing rooms, the officer that had gone through the front door with me immediately went up the staircase in front of the door to clear the floor and make contact with the caller. I skulked around the ground floor listening for any signs of anyone, but when I cleared the first room I needed to make it known, so I called that I had. This was going to make the element of surprise non-existent, but it's protocol. I cleared the living room and entered the dining room, still not having heard anything. I cleared the dining room and moved to the kitchen, which too was empty. I looked out the window and motioned to the officer in the back, as if to say, "Anything?" To which he replied, "Negative." I noticed that I hadn't heard the officer who'd gone upstairs verbally signify that he'd cleared any rooms. Expecting the worst, I called out for her and ran through the house to the stairs. I ascended the stairs, and when I got to the hallway at the top, the officer was walking back towards me. At the same time, we asked each other why the other hadn't verbally called out the clearing of rooms, which we both said we had. Then I asked if she made contact with the seller, which she said she hadn't. Confident the officers positioned at the front and back of the house would catch anyone trying to escape during our absence from the ground floor, I told the officer to help me search the top floor again. We checked each room one by one. First the room in its entirety, then the closets of each room. We made it to the back of the hallway and hadn't found her, so we turned around to go look downstairs. We once again searched the entire ground floor, not finding anything, but when we got to the kitchen, there was a door I swore hadn't been there when I had cleared the kitchen the first time. Nonetheless, I opened it, and it led to a basement. But it wasn't normal. I could only see down maybe 3 steps before darkness completely overtook everything else. I got a strange, overwhelming feeling when I looked into the abyss. It was pretty dark and empty, and I felt unadulterated fear. The officer I was clearing the house with was a rookie, and in what I thought was an effort to impress a veteran officer, took it upon himself to clear the basement. When Robin had said that she was going to hide, she had mentioned that she'd only heard one door open and close, her front door. She said she knew every sound in her house. She had been living there for 60-plus years. That she was sure the suspect was still on the first floor. The rookie officer clicked on her flashlight and shined it down the stairs, but the darkness stemmed to suck the light away. She descended the creaking stairs into the enveloping black, and not long after reaching the basement floor, I heard her yell out a distinct, "Clear!" I expected her to come back up immediately, but there was about another 5 seconds where I didn't hear anything at all. Then I heard the stairs begin to creak in my direction, and sort of half got my gun ready just in case whoever came out of the darkness wasn't the officer. Instead, it was the officer, but it was like I was looking at a completely different person. All the color had been drained from her face. Her eyes were welled up with tears, and her previous confidence was now stiff and wearisome. I asked her what was wrong. She didn't respond. So I asked her if the basement was indeed clear. She shakily shook her head in confirmation. After asking her again what was wrong, she simply rushed out of the front of the house. Now confident that the suspect wasn't still in the house, and that Robin had simply had a good hiding spot, I called out for her. I heard her voice call out, "Hello? Who's there?" To which I responded by identifying myself as the police. When I walked upstairs, I found Robin in the first room on the right, in bed like she'd been there the entire time. Not only that, but she acted like she had no idea what was going on. She claimed that she hadn't called the police, and that she didn't even have a telephone. Nonetheless, I informed her that we'd received a call, that we'd cleared the ground floor, the floor she was on, and the basement, and she had nothing to worry about. Her response sent a chill down my spine. "But this house doesn't have a basement." At this point, though, I was convinced that this woman more than likely had some kind of dementia, and was more concerned with the fact that she still lived alone. After confirming that the woman was safe and all that, I headed back downstairs to leave, and to satisfy my own curiosity, I walked through the dining room back to the kitchen, where I, undoubtedly more confused than I had been, found the door to the basement to still be there. But it didn't lead to the basement at all. It was a pantry. It was lined with shelves of cans and boxed foods, all of which were perfectly visible in the moonlight coming through the windows. No stairs, no overwhelming darkness. I went outside, and I reconvened with the other officers. The partner of the officer that had gone through the house with me asked what the fuck had happened, and I responded, in all honesty, I wasn't entirely sure. I went to check on the female officer, but she was just in the passenger seat of the squad car, whispering to herself over and over, "Not supposed to be there, not supposed to see it, not supposed to be there, not supposed to see it." I was told that they returned to the station after that call. She promptly resigned. I have no idea what happened that night. I had more questions than I did when I got there. I don't know who had called. I don't know where Robin had been when the top floor was cleared. Not once, but twice. I don't know how the female officer descended stairs to a basement in a house where a basement doesn't exist. I don't know how I had missed the door on my first walk through the house. None of it makes any sense. And I've lost a lot of sleep thinking about that night.